Good morning. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. God bless you this morning. I'd just like to share with you from the Word of God again. I guess the name of this is a Daily Inspiration, and my prayer is that we can be inspired and pray that God will fill me with words of wisdom. I guess I feel like sometimes all people do when they speak from the oracles of God, you being a mouthpiece for God, we do not want to speak anything but the truth of God. So I had a burden today that I'd like to share on in Acts here. It is talking, Peter is speaking, and it's saying here that Acts 2 verse 40, Peter has given a lengthy speech there, and he ends it with saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. And it says then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And untoward means crooked. And I was just really impressed with that simple little statement there. Save yourselves from this untoward generation. You know, we hear a lot about salvation and how that we need salvation. And sometimes we forget what we're being saved from, and we forget what we need to be running from. And it just dawned on me as I read this, it says, save yourselves from this untoward generation. So it doesn't appear like it's saving us from wicked places. It almost appears like we are to save ourselves from ourselves because we are part of this generation. And so that's what was going through my mind today as I was working. I realized that there's so many snares right here in our own hearts. And many a times the world is in our own hearts. And there isn't a sense where we need to continually cry out to God for Him to save us from ourselves. And what I mean by that is to save us from this heart that is bent towards serving self. And, you know, back to the verse that we had yesterday morning about strength and riches and wisdom, and how that we need to be saved from those things many times over, even after we are Christians and walking with God. I think it's important that we honestly look at this time and time again. Where are we at on these three subjects? The subjects of money and wisdom, self-wisdom, and strength. And I know these things can creep in subtly, and I know the temptation that was in the day of Peter is surely not as great as it was as it is today. And knowing that the world does not become a better place, and knowing that there's so much focus on self, and knowing that we live in America where it seems like there's a climax of it here in America, and with the electronic world and how that is so readily accessible right at our fingertips, and it almost seems like the spirit of the age just wants to creep in and offer itself to us and advertise itself to us, the spirit of the age that tries to convince us that we are worth something, that we are unique, we deserve attention, and we deserve to express ourselves. We deserve to know who our real inner man is, and all those things that the world wants to penalize us with by hanging it in front of our eyes. And whereas that's so different from what Jesus is continually pointing out, that we are to lose our lives. We are to lose our lives. We are to be broken. We are to humble ourselves. We are to be poor in spirit. We are to hunger and thirst after righteousness. We are to mourn about the state of ourselves and about the state of the world. And it says that all those that are godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And it amazes me at the contrast of those two pictures. And it was just put on my heart here today that you know, that we continually keep that before our eyes, as the world wants to hang that penalizing offering before our eyes, that we are someone. We need to keep this truth from God's word, from God's perspective, before our eyes at all times, lest he fall to the snare of the enemy, and lest he captures us and strangles us and takes the very life out of us. The Bible says that man, even in his best state, is altogether vanity. I just had to think of, especially in the area of might, where people can tend to boast in the strength that they have. We had a calf that died here in the middle of this summer heat and was left to itself for about 5 days. And after that, it was not even recognizable anymore. It was totally consumed with the natural, with nature's ways of decomposing. And I had to think that that would be me, as big and strong as I think that I am sometimes. If that were to happen to me, that would be my state as well. You know, just left to myself. And so I think it's good that we continually remind ourselves that we are in desperate need of a Savior, someone who can save us from ourselves. Our greatest enemy is ourselves. And to realize that outside of Christ, we will surely be worshiping self. And just a plea to take a look at some of these things that want to creep in with the internet and everything that is screaming in our ears that we deserve a good life, and to continually be aware of the condition of the world, that there's people who do not even have the Word of God in their own language, and that there's people who are, it has been said that every hour there's 1,000 children that die from starvation. And to realize that we can make a difference to some of these children, and we can make a difference to bring the gospel to the lost and dying world. We can make a difference. We can serve Christ. And every ounce, every moment, every second of time that is spent on lifting up self will be sacrificed at the expense of God's work and God's kingdom. So God knows what he's doing when he is continually reminding us to save ourselves from from the worshiping of self, because he knows that the time we spent adorning ourselves, making riches for ourselves, and doing things for ourselves is at the expense of the things that really matter in God's economy and the things that really matter for eternity. So God bless you. I pray that God will fill you with his Spirit today and will keep you as the apple of his eye.